BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Obama has paid tribute to the demonstrators who were beaten and tear-gassed by police 50 years ago in Alabama as they marched for the right of black people to vote. Speaking in Selma at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where much of the violence took place, President Obama praised the courage of Americans who proved that peaceful protest could lead to change. But he added that more needed to be done to bring about equality in America.
We just need to open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to know that this nation's racial history still casts its long shadow upon us. We know the march is not yet over. We know the race is not yet won. We know that reaching that blessed destination where we are judged, all of us, by the content of our character requires admitting as much, facing up to the truth.
Pictures of the brutal repression in 1965 changed American public opinion, clearing the way for the Voting Rights Act, which allowed black people to vote. At least 50 people have been killed and many others wounded in a spate of suicide bombings in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, the birthplace of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. Richard Hamilton reports.
The first attack happened in a busy fish market when a woman with explosives strapped to her body got out of a motorized rickshaw and blew herself up. Boko Haram often uses women and girls as young as seven as suicide bombers as they tend to escape detection. The second occurred at another popular market, and the third blast struck a crowded bus station. Boko Haram has relentlessly attacked Maiduguri throughout its six-year uprising. The city is its birthplace and would-be capital of an Islamic caliphate that it hopes to establish.
Boko Haram has reportedly pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. In an audio message released in a Twitter account used by Boko Haram, a voice believed to be that of the movement's leader, Abubakar Shekau, makes the announcement. In the past, Boko Haram has thought to have links with Al-Qaeda. The first of a series of remembrance services has been held in Malaysia, a year after flight MH370 disappeared, with 239 people on board. Malaysia's Deputy Foreign Minister was among those taking part. The BBC's Jennifer Pack was there.
A few of the family members of the cabin crew on MH370 have gathered here to remember their loved ones. And here's a board filled with well wishes and their pictures. It says, pray for MH370. Here's a message. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Daddy, which is clearly from a Muslim family member wishing peace upon their father. And here's another one at the bottom corner that says, we're still waiting for you.
BBC News. Several foreign oil workers have gone missing in Libya after gunmen attacked a remote oil field on Friday. The Czech Foreign Ministry said the group included a Czech citizen, along with others from Austria, Bangladesh and the Philippines. It's not clear whether they've been kidnapped. The United Nations cultural agency, UNESCO, has condemned the destruction of the remains of the ancient Iraqi city of Hatra by Islamic State militants as part of a strategy of cultural cleansing. It's the second important site to be destroyed by militants this week. Alan Johnston reports.
More than 2,000 years after Hatra was founded, its ruins remained an impressive sight, with their walls and columns and arches rising high above the desert. But how much of all that remains now? Local people say they've heard explosions from the ruins, and that the militants moved in with bulldozers. The report from Hatra comes just days after it emerged that IS has been destroying the nearby site of the ancient city of Nimrud.
The Peruvian government has withdrawn its ambassador to Chile as part of a deepening row over alleged military espionage. The Peruvian Foreign Ministry said its ambassador would not return to Santiago until it received assurances that there would be no further spying. Relations between the two countries deteriorated last month when Peru said it had evidence that Chile had paid three members of the Peruvian Navy to pass on confidential information. Chile has denied involvement in espionage. One of Sierra Leone's top athletes, who went missing after the Commonwealth Games last year in Scotland, is facing deportation from Britain after being discovered living on the street. Jimmy Toronka told the Guardian newspaper that while participating in the Games, he was devastated by news that his immediate family in Sierra Leone had died of Ebola. BBC News.